much worse.
We're back from recess. First order of business following agenda review is pending AP and transfer that we put on hold in Monday's meeting. I asked that this be made a part of today's agenda so that we could make a decision about this or have discussion about it. One of the two.
May I speak, sir?
Yes, sir.
I had Renee review that, and after she reviewed it, she sent me this email yesterday. It says, I reviewed the invoice for the charge from Road and Bridge to Buildings and Grounds. This work was not requested to be done. Thanks, Renee. So this is work that was not requested by Road and Bridge. And I don't believe the Buildings and Grounds should be liable or responsible to pay this bill if they didn't request the work.
Now, where you're talking about down here in front?
Yes, this was something that the Buildings and Grounds department manager did not ask to be done.
Would you mind telling me then why it got done?
I can't
don't know.
That.
So it's a simple transfer from one department to another, and so your thought is not to make that transfer?
Correct. Because we hold Renee responsible for her budget, and she doesn't. We cut every budget pretty tight. So, and I'm not questioning the work that work was done, but it just wasn't requested by the department manager.
Okay, it could just be a miscommunication because there. I didn't know it was going to be done either until I drove by and seen him working on it. So it's maybe something that needed to be done, no question about that, with all the water that's been coming off there. But let's just leave it in the Road and Bridge Department. And
I mean, it's a state highway, so really MoDOT should be cleaning that ditch plane.
Well, let's have this discussion with R&B whenever we have meeting next week.
So you want to hold it till next week?
Yeah, I don't want to transfer it.
No, I don't want to transfer it either.
Till we talk to them.
Well, even if we talk to them, if Renee didn't request it,
I'm with you.
Okay.
But I want to talk to them, find out where they got their information to do this work and all
sure.
that.
So status is going to remain as it is. It's on hold.
Yeah, and no transfer, and it'll just come out of R&B right now. R&B done the work.
Okay.
Gentlemen, we had, I'm showing just one, but did we not have two?
Yes, we had three.
Two or three.
Invoice numbers that we held?
Sure did.
There was at least two. I wrote down that we
has there been an investigation into those other two?
Not so much an investigation. I was going to have, I think Ron brought up the point, and I wanted our legal counsel today to know what these transfer or these requests for payments are and see if legally we can do what. Legally, can the senior tax board do what they're doing with these transfers of funds? I'm not saying that it's illegal. I'm just saying I want a clarification.
Yeah.
Well, I'd like to take it a step further, and I think that we need to ask the questions, not just legally, but whether or not, in fact, we should be expending funds in a manner that these funds are being requested.
For those purposes.
Yes, for these purposes.
Yes.
I agree.
And it's nothing, and I want to...
We'll have that discussion then with
I want to agree
counsel.
With Jim. It's nothing but good government on our part to question something that looked like a red flag to us. So
what we want to do is the next action, if our staff is listening upstairs, is that we're going to get a copy of this, get legal to review it.
Yes.
And then after they get back with us, then we probably still need to have a meeting or get a request to be on the senior tax board agenda to have a discussion about what they are doing, just so they understand from our... Or at least from my perspective, what I thought the focus was going to be on.
Now, remind me, was this part of the budgetary process that we oversaw?
No, it's a separate subdivision. Subdivision, I believe.
I understand that we appoint the board members, and if I'm not mistaken, Missouri law provides that we will approve the budget for this particular
board. Let me see if I have a budget.
It is a pass-through through the county commission. Is that what you're saying, Ron?
Did they budget for this? Is what I think you said.
Did we, in fact, approve a budget for this? And if not, I believe we need to address that issue. Here we go. The administrative control and management of the funds in the Senior Citizen Services Fund and all programs to be funded therefrom shall rest solely with the Board of Directors appointed under subsection 2 of this section, except that the budget for the Senior Citizen Services Fund shall be approved by the governing body of the county.
Okay, so I need to see if their budget was in part of our budget, correct?
Correct.
And they did. They did turn one in. We need to see if that part of the budget is there.
Correct.
That's the question.
That needs to be part of the conversation.
Yeah.
Okay, that's still on hold then, gentlemen?
Yeah, I'm going to look for the budget. We may come back to that, but we can move forward.
Linda? Good morning.
Good morning.
Can I interject as we start this? I talked to Debbie Redford, and I think we all worked with Debbie a lot with temperature controls and all that she's doing, grants and all that. I asked her if she would be willing to come and educate the commission, have a conversation about performance versus non-performance through her personal experience working with haulers and schools and other institutions. She is willing to do that. I confirmed it yesterday in a meeting. However, it was impossible for me to get her here today. So I appreciate us going to have a conversation, but I'm also thinking that it'd be better use of our time if we got Debbie involved right away in this during this discussion.
I
think,
agree.
Jim, she has individually, I know she's talked to me about mm-hmm. it, but as a whole, as a commission, I think probably you're right. I think that it would make the process easier.
Well, we could have general discussion right now. I'm not saying that, but Debbie is available to help us in those discussion questions because she went through that process with Hollister.
We went through several of these.
But we have some comments this morning from you, Linda, regarding this.
I was just going to ask as well permission to contact Ms. Redford, set up an appointment for her to come on over and visit with us all as well to lead us with further discussion on performance and non-performance contracts.
So it would be more of a roundtable discussion is what you all are talking about?
Yeah. Yes, sir.
Well, quite frankly, I need the education regarding the differences. And while I do understand some of it, there's not near enough of it that I understand to make the decision as to which way we should go, so I'm all for it.
Okay. Well, then I'll work with Nikki to get Debbie scheduled, and as soon as we can get her availability, we'll post it.
Right.
So.
Wonderful. Thank you, gentlemen.
Is that
Thank
all
you, Linda.
That's all.
You're coming back
I'm
at 11?
I'm back at 11.
Oh, okay.
To bid award.
Right, on right. That. Some other.
To do a bid award for the.
Correct. And Harlan from Road and Bridge is coming over at 11, too, so.
Okay. For the de-icing and the culvert conversation?
Yes, sir. Okay. I met with him and Randy yesterday on this.
Sorry I said it like that. I knew that I seen if you were on there more than that once.
I'm letting us fall behind because I've got the 10 o'clock to 11 conference.
I'll see you, gentlemen, at 11. Thank you.
You want to do we're moving. We've got 15 minutes. We can move this pretty fast.
Mark, would you like to come up? And we'll discuss the supplemental agreement for construction services at the airport.
Good morning.
Hello, sir.
Good morning.
Thank you for that.
I said hello.
What I have before you, I hope each of you has a copy of the package. It's a supplemental agreement for the remaining project maintenance at the Taney County Airport. I'd first like to start with a little background for it to remind you where it comes from. In the fall last year, we began a project with MoDOT and MoDOT reimbursement funds to reseal the taxiways and aprons at the airport. As the project neared completion, I realized and discovered that, as we all, I think, are aware now, that MoDOT funds are becoming more and more depleted and may be mostly gone by now. So considering the lack of potential for new MoDOT funds for new projects, I asked them if we could utilize the remainder of originally allocated funds from our project to move forward with maintenance on the runway as well. And in October, they agreed that that would be suitable. So we have the ability to utilize those remaining funds from MoDOT. The original allocation of funding to the airport from MoDOT was $300,000 for projects. And taxiway and apron maintenance project that we completed or have nearly completed now in the fall amounted to $212,750. And that leaves us with $87,250 that we can utilize for additional projects at the airport. And so the airport board met in its April meeting, and considering the latest estimate we had at that time, they believe, number one, that it makes no sense, or it does make sense, to utilize all remaining MoDOT funds for the benefit of the airport, especially considering the limitation of future funds. And number two, the airport board also agreed that it makes no sense to seal and mark the runway unless we also seal the cracks in the runway to prevent water intrusion. But unfortunately, the amount of funds that are available from MoDOT are not suitable to complete that whole project. So the airport board still believes that it makes no sense to seal and mark the runway unless we first crack seal the runway. We have about 12,500 feet of lineal feet of cracks to seal on the runway as well. So with the consultant agreement that I had for them at the time, the airport board did approve and therefore recommended to move forward with these supplemental agreements if the costs, engineering and construction, falls at or below the estimate that I had before them at that meeting. The estimate at the time for construction and engineering was $122,709. There was a margin in there, and there was also additional items that the engineer had included that we don't really need. And when now we have, like in painting, additional painting. Now we have a more accurate estimate. And to begin, the engineering that's on the proposed agreements you have there now falls $451 below the initial estimate. And the more accurate construction agreement that was $122,709 is now estimated to be $115,239. And so what we can see that with those numbers is that the overall project, the aprons, the taxiways, as well as the runway if we do this, will cost $327,989 total dollars after $270,000 MoDOT reimbursement dollars. Our commitment will be $57,989. That's the whole project. That's the aprons, taxiways, and then also the supplementals that we're considering now for the runway, which will give us an effective reimbursement ratio from MoDOT of 82%. We believe, the airport board and I believe, that that's a real good investment on our capital expenditure funds. And therefore, the airport board and I recommend that you approve the aviation project consultant supplemental agreement number one with MoDOT and the standard client supplemental agreement with the LPA group and commit the required capital expenditures necessary to finish the airport taxiway apron and runway ceiling and remarking maintenance project. That's what I've got.
How quick do you need this decision? I know you're coming today before us, but I would like a... my question is, how quick is there a time frame?
MoDOT has not indicated a time limitation since the funds that we're asking them to commit to us are part of originally allocated funds they had already committed. However, the airport feels some expediency on the project because summer is approaching. We will have to close the airport runway for maybe up to 2 weeks to complete this additional project, and it will have a significant cost effect on the airport to close the airport during the busier season. So we really feel the need to get it done early if we can.
Okay, that was my next question. I missed your meeting, and I don't miss many of them, but I missed your meeting on this. And you're wanting to do it and because you have certain months that are good and bad months as far as your revenue stream. And
yes.
So now you're wanting to get this done?
Now.
Now.
This month.
If we
yes.
don't get one now, we may never get it. Can I talk with you?
I showed you we budgeted $50,000 in capital improvements. We budgeted $50,000 in capital improvement lines. Is this where that 50 would go toward this and there'd be just a small difference? Is that correct?
That 50 would go toward this. Yeah. Well, yes, actually, that's true. It would not
pay for the
it
whole
wasn't
thing.
Fully budgeted. Budget was in September,
right?
And then we were asked to submit an overview, departmental overview, and I had indicated at that time, it was before the end of the year, but at that time that we had these new features
right.
to consider.
Are these funds locked in if we move forward from the state?
The MoDOT reimbursement funds are ours, only if we use them.
Right. They're going to disappear.
Yeah, you know, the capital expenditure responsibility we have for the runway is one thing, and then the ability, especially now with limited funds available, new funds available from MoDOT, this is a significant opportunity for us to get those funds that are still available to us.
I think that we need to expedite the process because with their proposed plan, which came out yesterday, MoDOT's going to be cutting 1,200 positions statewide and closing 3 district offices out of 10. I mean, they've got some severe, severe budgetary challenges. And if I'm not mistaken, their annual budgeted dollars from $1.2 billion is dropping to $600 million. So if we have an opportunity to do this, my suggestion is we do it.
I'm going to move that we approve the Aviation Project Consulting Supplemental Agreement Construction Services. Aviation Project Consultant Supplemental Agreement Number 1, as presented.
And?
What did you start to say?
And the second portion is the standard client supplementary, agreement with the LPA group.
And the, where's the other? They're both right here, aren't they?
Yes, there are two.
Oh, I'm sorry. And the standard client supplemental agreement. I thought they're all the same. Anyway, that's my motion.
I'll second it, I guess. I'm trying to figure out, I know that you need to get it done in this time frame. What I'm trying to figure out is if MoDOT's going to have the funds available. I don't guess it makes any difference. If they don't have the funds available, we can't do this.
We aren't doing it anyway.
I believe these funds are available now, but I get more nervous every time I turn the television on.
Yeah. So, yeah, I second the motion, but you see where my concern is, and I didn't want to.
Well, we can't move forward without the MoDOT money. If MoDOT money disappears, you're going to have to come back for more money. And then at that point, we'll say, then we'll have that decision because, so we're agreeing to this deal, Danny. Yeah. If the deal changes, then Mark has to come back.
Mark, is MoDOT's, are they adjusting their budget in June?
July 1st, new budget.
July 1st.
STIP is their annual STIP is July. So.
The reason my conversation with this is in October, we actually agreed to proceed. You had the extra funds, and we agreed to approach MoDOT for the use of the extra funds, which you found out that we could do.
Yes.
And this is the difference that we're going to get made up with an 82%
yes.
refund. That's where we're at, right?
Yep.
Okay.
This and just to make sure that you're clear, Danny, the normal reimbursement ratio for MoDOT is 90% for these type of projects, and it has been to date. But in order to complete this project, we'll need to do, we should do, crack sealing as well, which right. falls a little bit beyond what they're
doing. And I ask you about the 90-10.
It changes the effective reimbursement ratio to about 82% if we do this.
At our last conversation that I had with you, I asked you about the 90-10 and how this projected there. Okay. So I'm fine with it.
Motion's been made that this commission approve the Aviation Project Consultant Supplemental Agreement Number 1 and the Standard Client Supplemental Agreement as presented. Any further discussion? All in favor say aye.
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 Aye. All opposed nay. Motion carried unanimously.
Thank you.
I will, here in a few minutes, sign the agreements as necessary, Mark, and then get those to the girls upstairs.
And what time frame?
In just the next, we've just got a couple more issues.
Okay.
In it.
I'll hang around then. Thank you.
BOE discussion?
Since Rob's here,
let's go to FEMA issues. Rob?
Thank you, gentlemen. I'm pressed for time, so if it'd be better for me to come back at a later date, I can understand that. Just go ahead.
Sure.
Go ahead.
When Julian called me and asked me to come back, I wasn't really sure what all I was coming back for, but everybody knows we've had a lot of high water. And you guys are dealing with FEMA, I believe, on updating all of their maps and bringing them more up to speed. And I took some photos, and my wife took some photos, and it really would be enlightening to FEMA and their people to understand just how bad off that they was in this map. And for future map references, you know, I'm familiar with shooting elevations looking at all different types of numbers there, and you know, we've got some of the great equipment available to us nowadays. And to me, if this is the best that FEMA can do, then there's something bad wrong. I think that they ought to be able to do more extensive and a better quality work than what they did for you guys in the future or in the past. And in the future, they ought to be able to improve that a bunch. What, and I think they should.
What was the amount you were requesting to be reimbursed?
It was $1,200, and I'm not sure if it was.
Well, that's with both invoices.
Yes, yes. One was $625, I believe, and one was six something. I can't remember. I thought I left copies with y'all.
You did. I didn't have a copy in front of me.
Yes.
I could repeat my motion if you wanted me to.
Well, I mean, I'm going to be real transparent with you here.
Yes.
The only obligation I think the county has is because the commission previously didn't fulfill the entire process to make sure that there was public hearings so that people saw, that they had a chance to look at the new maps and say, wait a second, I live on a bluff. And so I'm just trying to make, Danny, I mean, I'm telling you, I'm willing to, what I'd like you to do is submit the invoice. Do we have the invoice upstairs?
Yeah, we can have a copy of it.
Go ahead, Danny.
We can have a copy of it brought over. Submit the invoice, or have the or have your surveyor submit the invoice that had the work done, and then you make whatever transaction you want to make on that. Have the surveyor that charged you the funds that's got his name, because that's the way it should run.
Today's date,
the 5th, Cinco de Mayo.
No, I meant,
you know. And you want me to make that motion like I did before, or you? You give the reasoning.
Yeah, I mean, the reason is this: the commission failed to sit you. It failed you this last time, and the process was in 2000. Is that right?
Yeah, but the commission didn't fail. FEMA failed, but we did not do our just
public hearings. We
did public hearings, as we did at a later date, which we saw was necessary.
Right.
So I'm making a motion that you request your that you
submit a request.
Submit a request.
And what all I would ask is that just submit it to the commission, okay? We'll put it in the accounts payable,
yeah.
And then we'll run it through that way.
Yeah.
Okay, we don't need a separate motion, but once we get in the accounts payable, then it'll go through the system that way. But
one other thing that came up along the way that I'm sure you guys are aware of, but I know you got a ton of things on your mind. The first set of forms that I was given by planning and zoning was for 2005.
Right.
Which was they may not understood that they wasn't giving out the most current, but
forms.
It's something that they certainly should be aware of in the future, right. Hopefully.
Well, the new gentleman, I'm sure.
They will.
Yeah, they will. So.
But I do appreciate you guys' time and thoughts and everything, work on this. And if you do end up needing some of those photos to present to FEMA to
if you have them,
case.
We'll take them. We are gathering what I'm doing and Chris Behrendt's doing is that everyone we're asking who took photos, we're trying to gather them to get to Chris so that we can document everything. What we're looking at is we know what date, how much water was being released. And so by GPS points and things like that, we're able to say, okay, next time they release 45,000 CFS, the water's going to rise to this level.
Yes.
And so what we're trying to do is document everything. So if you've got photos, if you can put them on a disk or thumb drive and bring them to the commission when you bring the invoice, that would be a great help. It really, really would.
I'd make sure that they go to Bob actually for sure.
Well, we're gonna get, if you get them up here, our girls, we'll make sure Chris gets a copy and we'll get a copy to Bob.
Okay. Gentlemen, thank you.
Thank you, sir.
Gentlemen, I don't have time to stay for the BOE. I have to take my conference call. What we're going to do is really to establish a
starting date.
Starting date, which would be the first day by...
We'll just come back at 11. You got to be here at 11 anyway.
Yes.
We're in recess till 11?
Yeah. Let's stand in recess till 11.
All right.
Oh, we don't have to. No. We didn't second the motion die. Because we don't have to go that way.